La course à la mairie de Clarence Rockland compte maintenant un deuxième candidat, Jay Woodruff, militant communautaire, souhaite revoir la façon dont la municipalité prend ses décisions et gère sa croissance. Ayant vécu dans des milieux plus urbains comme Toronto ainsi que dans des régions rurales, Jay Woodruff estime qu'il existe un déséquilibre dans la répartition des ressources financières entre les secteurs ruraux et urbains de Clarence Rockland.
I spent a good chunk of my life living downtown Toronto and then a good chunk of my life living in cottage country. I benefited from both. They have their uses, I'll say. But when a bigger city has nothing to offer, it's a trap. People just want to leave. In a smaller community, if you leave to a smaller, quieter place to live a more relaxed lifestyle, it becomes a lot harder to live. As a result of those unique characteristics, everyone has their own focuses, their own wants and needs to supplement what they feel is missing. Unfortunately, the way Clarence Rockland is and the issues in Rockland are preventing, I'm going to say growth, but I need to add on to that because people get a bit upset about it. It helps to promote growth throughout all of Clarence Rockland. So St. Pascal Babylon, if they have an issue, why isn't this coming here? Why is this crumbling? It's because we're spending all the money in Rockland. So there's two very unique identities within Clarence Rockland, not just language and culture, but just the rural and urban kind of centers. The rural communities need to have much more power in their own decisions and what they need and want that isn't stalled or prevented by decisions focused on Rockland. So having a stronger voice, and in rural communities, they may not be vocally political, but they tend to be more aware of policies and of plans and are just more active in the political focus. So they should be able to have more of a direct impact on their communities because they know a lot more than someone sitting in Rockland.
L'amélioration du transport en commun fait partie des priorités de M. Woodruff dans sa campagne à la mairie de Clarence Rockland.
I've talked quite a lot about transit because I believe that transit has a lot of benefits beyond just moving people around. It can be used as a way to encourage density. Where there's a bus stop, density is more likely to develop around that bus stop. And that helps protect from sprawl. It helps protect the rural areas, the identity and the feel of the smaller communities. And it also helps with things like taxes because these big developments that are going on right now with single family homes and smaller density or lower density, it costs us at the end. The developers build it and then hand us the keys, and we have to all as a community pay for the maintenance, the upgrades, the repairs, all that. So transit to me is something that it helps not only keep people here because they have the ability to leave and come back. Cars are getting expensive. There's no other real way. Our taxis are, I think we're down to 2 active taxis or something like that. So just having the ability to have people move about, not just in Clarence Rockland, but to Ottawa, to Hawkesbury, wherever, would also help to encourage economic growth. Well, the kids aren't going to be leaving. They can come back. They can go to school. They can get jobs and then come back home. So for me, transit's one way to really affect that. It's hard to go into the actual metrics of how that works, but it is a solution to a lot of the problems that we're facing with the way we are developing.
Selon M. Woodruff, la relation entre la municipalité et les résidents est parfois perçue comme un « nous contre eux », alors qu'ils devraient plutôt travailler ensemble. C'est une dynamique qu'ils souhaitent changer.
I believe there is a very toxic culture in the level. I believe that a lot of people have given up. They get frustrated. They either can't get answers or they feel they're treated poorly or the focus of the administration isn't in line with the focus of workers or organizations who want to bring new businesses or services or anything. To me, it feels like there's an anti-competition type of unwritten policy where something's going to compete with the city program or partnership. It's a suppressive type of relationship because people just give up. I've had many conversations since the start of the nomination period with people outside of Clarence Rockland who wanted to open a business in Clarence Rockland, and the delays and the growing costs and their treatment led them to leaving and starting their business elsewhere. They have a lot easier time opening their business. Thankfully, they're successful, being some of the money. So for me, my main priority is to get people being involved again. Accessibility has been a focus throughout my life. A lot of people think that just is a disability-related issue, but it is not. Access to information, access to support and resources, these are all things that come from a municipality working with the community, but it really feels like it's us versus the municipality. So for me, it's going to take a review. I want a forensic audit, which would look into the deeper path of money and decision making and so on, so we can learn what has been happening and figure out how we are at a place where it seems like the community is viewed as a nuisance or an enemy sometimes. The biggest factor for the way a community can get answers and get the support to bring the change is by having them participate. If people don't want to participate, then there's less accountability, less transparency. So it benefits some people to have people disengage, and you can do that with a very toxic culture. So I really want to focus on that. I've worked with and done things with people at City Hall. It's not a statement of a specific person, just the environment there seems to be very off. I don't know if it's a disconnect between council and the administration, but there needs to be a change in how we do things. And it's hard to articulate without being inside that sphere and being able to go, that's what's causing this.
En ce qui concerne le projet de train à grande vitesse Alto, Jay Woodruff s'y oppose. Le projet doit relier Québec à Toronto avec une première liaison prévue entre Montréal et Ottawa. Les travaux préparatoires pourraient commencer vers 2029 et cette première liaison pourrait être mise en service autour de 2036 ou 2037.
I don't think that anyone in good faith can truly justify this project in any way. It won't be beneficial to most of the communities it's going to destroy. It is definitely not beneficial to the economy. It's not beneficial to the environment. There's no way that this can make sense. I sent out an email to Alto saying that I am opposed to their program or to their project, and that I would be the first person to stand in front of the machine, but I'm running for mayor, so I need to sit and talk to them in here. They said they would get back in touch with me, and I've been waiting for that call. They like people who support them, and they hide from the people who ask questions or oppose them. That tells me all I need to know beyond all the information. There's so many groups out there that are doing amazing work, gathering information, putting pressure on. Beyond all of that, the fact that they're unwilling to sit down with communities and truly discuss things shows me that they know they can't justify or legitimize this project.
Jay Woodruff affirme qu'il se distingue du maire actuel, Mario Zant, en plaçant davantage les résidents au cœur de ses décisions.
I want to start this by saying that Mario used to be my neighbor and we would talk all the time. I'm not a part of his daily life, but I think he is a good parent and a good person. But I feel he has failed as a mayor. So there's no personal issue. It's strictly, I guess you could say, a professional or political disagreement. We've worked together on things throughout the community. We talk at events. It's not a I hate you relationship. What sets me apart is I am community focused. My whole life has been about community. To me, community isn't a group of people in a location. It's a much deeper thing. Being able to survive things I would not have been able to if not for being included in a community of people who support you and don't abandon you. I've been able to accomplish big things at provincial levels and federal levels. Empowering other people, supporting other people, finding a common good and allowing people to take part is what will set me apart because I don't turn off my comments. I'm not asking people to like and subscribe. I'm doing the work in the community. I'm actually telling people, you elect me, you're going to have a lot more work to do. I'm not saying, trust me, I'll do all the work. So we are politically, maybe not ideologically, but politically, we view how things should be done very different. I'm very much empower the community, engage the community, and council and the administration should be working together with the community. Right now, as I said before, it feels like it's us versus the municipality, and that rests on the mayor. So for me, what sets me apart from our current mayor has to do with how we approach problems and solutions and how we engage and focus on community.
Les élections municipales en Ontario auront lieu le 26 octobre 2026. Rose Kresla, journaliste IGL, à Clarence Rockland.